AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama moves to take Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Mark Smith has details.
The president acted 3 days after his history-making meeting with President Raul Castro in Panama and after the State Department certified Cuban behavior. His decision takes effect in 45 days unless Congress tries to block him. U.S. officials long ago stopped accusing Havana of actively supporting terrorist groups. In fact, in recent days, it has hosted peace talks involving Colombia and leftist guerrillas. Now Obama's move will likely help clear the way for America and Cuba to reopen embassies after a Cold War interruption lasting half a century. Mark Smith at the White House.
Members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have made some changes to a bill that would give Congress the right to consider and vote on a final nuclear deal reached with Iran. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the administration likes some of the changes, including one that shortens how long Congress can take to consider the final deal.
It certainly addresses a lot of the concerns that we had that would have undermined our ability to reach an agreement.
The bill has strong bipartisan support in Congress. Senate backers have been pushing to get a veto-proof majority to favor the measure. Hillary Clinton's first presidential campaign event in Iowa, a meeting with a small number of people at a tech school in Monticello. Clinton telling those at the table with her that she's driven in part by something she learned in church.
You're supposed to give back. You're supposed to do what you can to help others. And that's what I've tried to do.
Clinton is casting herself as a champion for struggling Americans. And at today's gathering, she called for a purge of unaccountable money from the campaign finance system. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 59. The Nasdaq has dropped 10 and the S&P is up 3. This is AP Radio News. Rents continue to rise all across the country. AP's Sandy Kozel tells us why.
According to commercial property tracker Race, Inc., the average rent has climbed 14% since 2010 to $1,124 a month. That's 4 percentage points faster than inflation and more than double the rise in U.S. home prices. Despite a surge in apartment construction, rents are projected to rise yet another 3.3% this year to an average $1,161. The main reason is that more people than ever are apartment hunting. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A man accused of killing a gay community college worker in North Carolina had a court appearance in Daytona Beach, Florida today. Kenneth Stansel telling the judge that the man who was killed had molested a relative of his. He also blurted out doing prison time would be the easy part. A sheriff's office clerk in North Carolina says Stansel never filed anything about a relative being molested or any other complaints. I'm Tim McGuire. AP Radio News.